We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964. Specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Let's check in with our guy. Jack McKibben from BrewerFanatic.com wrote an unbelievably great piece on Aaron Savalier, the newest member of the Milwaukee Brewers, after they trade with him for him earlier today from the Tampa Bay Rays. Follow Jake on Twitter at the Brewer Blogs. Jake, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sparky, how you doing?
Doing really good. I love your accent, man. Oh my God! You know, if you don't live here, obviously in the U.S., man. If you had that accent, it wouldn't matter what you look like, man. You'd be picking up girls left and right, Jake.
Oh, I've done pretty well for myself, smoking house doctor over here. But you know, if it ever comes to that, I'm not sure I can move over to the States.
That's amazing. All right, let's talk about Savalia a little bit here, because your article I read, I was like, I gotta get this dude on. I didn't know where you lived. We've never talked before, but I was just very, very impressed by how good of a piece it was at Brewer Fanatic. Let's talk about Savalia and his fastball or fastballs, however you want to look at it, and how important it is for him to locate those in order to be successful.
Yeah, so Savalli obviously has three fastballs. He has a cutter, he has the two-seam, and he has the four-seam. Now, the cutter and the two-seam, he sort of uses a different sort of side of the plate. So being a righty, he prefers the cutter into lefties and the sinker into righties. But when he went to the Rays, they decided that they were going to make a bit of a change to him. Now, this is a guy who was performing about a 2.4 ERA for his first 13 starts of the season in 2023. They gave up a big prospect for him, and they said, we're going to mess with you, son. So they actually moved him over across the rubber, which should have made him better against left-handers.
Jake, hold on a second. Hold on. This is what I don't understand. You traded for a guy with a sub 2.4 ERA, and you decided to mess with him. Like, why? If he's got a sub 2.4 ERA, why are we messing with him for?
I mean, he was outperforming his peripherals a little bit, but this just seemed like one of those Rays things where they're like, we can take anybody and make you a top-of-the-rotation arm, like, for good. And it doesn't really make sense. And you look back at it now, and you're like, it doesn't make sense at all. And even the benefits they should have had for moving him across the rubber, they had him locating his fastballs in the wrong areas to do that. So you could see a clear change of plan. But, like, it just made no sense whatsoever. So, it's like you say, it's ridiculous. They gave up Cal Manzano, who's a big prospect of the Cleveland Guardians. He was their number one or two prospect at the time. Chucked him away, and then a year later, they've taken this guy who's sub 2.4. He's had an ERA over 5 with them in about 27 starts. Like, they've just ruined him.
So you talk about in this article about how when they moved him and did what they did, it took away some of the deception that he had on his fastball.
Yeah, so especially the right-handed hitters, you know, you want to be seeing that, you want them to see that ball as late as possible. So it's the same reason like Brian Hudson has been so good with lefties this year, because they literally can't pick the ball and up until it's probably a couple of yards actually towards him, because he's almost swinging it from behind their backs. It's the same with the righty, only what they did was they moved him towards the first base side. So all of a sudden, righties were getting a better look at him, but then lefties should have struggled, except for the fact that he only pitched sort of in the outer half to lefties, which meant that there was no deception whatsoever. It doesn't really make sense, but fortunately, the Brewers have a fantastic pitching lab. They've probably identified this for the last 2 months as someone that can come and swoop in, because the Rays have a couple of prospects they needed to promote or they needed to bring through, and someone needed to be cannon fodder, so I'd imagine this is very similar to that Willy Adames trade where they had to get Wander Franco in. Brewers picked up on it, gave a couple of prospects away, but won the trade in the end. And I can see this being very similar to that.
Let's talk about the horizontal angle in which the sinker is coming in, how that's changed and how it's benefited the hitter against Sevalla.
Yeah, so I would say for the most part, if you think it's a left-handed batter or a left-handed hitter, you're facing right-handers most of the time. So a lot of the time, that ball is coming into you. And when that ball is swinging in towards you, into the strike zone, you generally feel kind of comfortable, especially if it's in that outer half of the plate and it's moving in towards you. Now, there are two ways around that. One, you get the ball to sort of move away from that position, or you throw it real in tight to them to try and cramp them for room. But there is an issue with right-handers with what the Rays were doing with him, in that when it was entering strike zone, it was dead straight. Now, if I threw a ball dead straight to you and asked you to hit it, it's so much easier to actually make contact with that than if the ball is coming at some sort of an angle when it hits the strike zone. That's when you find that it becomes a lot more difficult to time up and hit the ball actually where it's come from. That's what the Rays sort of ended up having with him, with the way his fastballs actually moved when they entered the zone. When they moved him around, it actually straightened out his pitches into the worst possible dynamic. That meant that actually hitters, there's a big thing that I like to look at, you know, and I would say it's so correlated with whether you can slug and whether you can, you know, have a high batting average. Can you get the ball in the air at the right angles? And people were hitting his fastballs like they were Luis Arraez, who just finds the outfield with impunity. Whereas before, they probably would have really struggled with that, or at least been below average in terms of getting that ball loft and into the outfield. So it just hasn't helped him at all. And it's strange to hear that from a Rays system that's always been so good with pitching development.
It's interesting because, Jake, you bring up the fact that the Brewers have been known for moving pitchers closer to the third base side of the rubber, and you point to Bryce Wilson as one guy that has benefited.
Yeah, and so one thing, it's something they've done actually with a fair few pitchers probably over the last few years, and especially to sort of enhance, as I said, those splits. If you're right-handed, you'll probably do quite well against right-handed batters. But and Bryce Wilson, you can sort of see that. Now, is it going to make a 2 or 3 point jump in your ERA? It's not going to turn Bryce Wilson into a star, but it will allow him to overperform in certain matchups that they're looking for him to do well in. So when you're bringing him out of the bullpen for 2 innings at a start, and you said, right, we're facing 5 out of 6 right-handers, we can place you, so you're almost throwing the ball from behind their back. When you're letting this release, it's going to work well. Now, there can be issues when you're in the starting rotation with that, but it's something the Brewers have had a lot of success with over the years, as a team that really likes to find those unique angles and approaches that can exploit the weaknesses in a batter swing. There's always holes if you can find them, and the Brewers are probably the best in Major League Baseball at finding those holes.
He is Jake McKibben, BrewerFanatic.com. Go read the piece. He's got charts. He's got heating charts. All this stuff that is going to blow your mind. Follow him on Twitter at the Brewer Blogs. He is a great follow and a great read at BrewerFanatic.com. Jake, I will definitely be getting a hold of you again in the future. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks very much, Sparky. Have a good night, mate.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jake McKibben, BrewerFanatic.com. By the way, it's like almost 11 o'clock at night right now where he was talking to us from.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.